The author of the Harry Potter books, J.K. Rowling, has spoken of her anger at the intrusion into her private life by journalists and photographers. Giving evidence to the Leveson inquiry into press standards, she described how a reporter had once tried to contact her by slipping a note into her five-year-old daughter's school bag. Earlier, the actress Sienna Miller, whose phone was hacked into by the News of the World, said the resulting stories had left her intensely paranoid. Our correspondent Peter Hunt is at the inquiry.
J.K. Rowling insisted she didn't have a vendetta against the press, just a plea for privacy, especially for her children. They have no choice, she told the inquiry, who their parents are. The creator of Harry Potter recounted how she has resorted to covering her children with a blanket, and once she, rather absurdly, pursued a photographer down the street while pushing a buggy, with her daughter telling her, "Calm down, Mum." The actions of one journalist particularly exasperated her when he put a message for the author in her child's school bag.
I can only say that I felt such a sense of invasion that my daughter's bag... it's very difficult to say how angry I felt that my five-year-old daughter's school was no longer a place of, you know, complete security from journalists.
The actress Sienna Miller was pursued very publicly and very privately, until she took out a court order up to 15 photographers used to follow her. At the same time, Glenn Mulcair, the jailed private investigator, was hacking her phones and her emails, all for the News of the World. She felt paranoid, she said. Every area of my life was under constant surveillance. She accused her mother, her sister, and her friends of leaking stories to the media.
It was baffling how certain pieces of information kept coming out, and horribly I accused my friends and family of selling stories, and they accused each other as well. I feel terrible that they would even consider accusing people of betraying me like that, especially people who I know would rather die than betray me.
Max Mosley spoke about the considerable strain placed on his family when he successfully sued the News of the World after they suggested wrongly he'd taken part in a Nazi-themed orgy. His son Alexander, a drug addict, couldn't bear the subsequent coverage, took an overdose and died. The former head of Formula One Racing went to his dead son's house and was confronted outside by journalists. They had, Mr. Mosley told the inquiry, no human feeling at all.